That noise you just heard was from the Fossil Free Group at the University of Queensland. On Thursday afternoon, they gathered outside the Chancellery Building where the UQ Senate was meeting. The group wanted to bring attention to the fact that over half the senators who voted against the university divesting from fossil fuels have direct financial links to the fossil fuel industry. On Tuesday, the group took a break from study to sit for 10 hours in the Chancellery Building, demanding to speak to the Chancellor about the perceived conflict of interest. Unsuccessful on that day, on Thursday, they reconvened outside the building with various noise-making implements and forms declaring a conflict of interest they offered to the senators in question.
Philip Hennessy and Charlie Sartain take our conflict of interest forms.
I spoke to Hannah Shook from Fossil Free UQ.
We've been around for 4 years now, urging the university to divest from fossil fuels, so taking money out of coal, oil and gas industries. Seeing as we're an institution of research and we do all this research in sustainability, yet in the backyard, like where no one can see, we are giving millions of dollars every year to these harmful industries. As a group, Fossil Free UQ has uncovered that 75% of the financial committee of UQ have ties to the fossil fuel industry, and we believe this to be a conflict of interest. I mean, how can they vote on divestment, so taking money out of these industries, when they actually have ties to the industry?
Well, what we would like is, as we understand it, there is powers for the Chancellor to put a new item on the agenda for the meeting on Thursday. So we're going to stay here until that dialogue happens and until that occurs.
But I can't guarantee you that you can keep staying here, but I can guarantee you that I will put this to the Chancellor.
We will keep staying here, but yeah. That's what we're here for, is because, you know, climate change is an emergency.
On Tuesday, you were part of a sit-in at the uni. Can you tell us about that?
So we arrived at the Senate building, so the Chancellery at UQ, at 9 a.m. in the morning. And we sat there for 10 hours waiting for a meaningful discussion with those on the Senate, in particular Peter Hoy, the Vice Chancellor. However, we spoke to about three men for a total of about 2 to 5 minutes each. And they did not want to discuss with us, and we told them we would sit there until we could, but instead they called the cops and got us escorted from the premises.
And so then today there's a Senate meeting here at UQ, and Fossil Free UQ is here again. Can you tell us the reason for that?
Well, we decided that if they weren't going to have a meaningful conversation with us on Tuesday at the sit-in, then the only thing to do was disrupt. I mean, the only thing we could do was make noise and tell them that having this issue not put on the agenda for today's Senate meeting was not good enough. I mean, climate change is happening now. It's an immediate issue, and we need immediate action. And one of the ways that we can make this action is through institutions like UQ showing leadership.
It's time to invest in a safer, more sustainable and clean future.